We are in verse 9. Thank you so much. And verse 9 of Tikkuni HaZohar. I will read first the pray with your permission. And then meditate on the letter. ריבון העולמים ואדוני אדונים והרחמים והסליחות מודים אנחנו לפניך אדוני אלוהינו ולאהבתנו בקידה ושל חוויה שכבדנו תורתך ולעבדות עבודות הקודש תתת לנו חלק בזאת תורתך הקדושה מנו מה חיינו אשר עשית עמנו חסד גדול כזה על כן אנחנו מפילים את האחרונה לפניך שתמחול ותסלח לכל חטאותינו ורעבותינו ואל יהיו עוונותינו מבדילים בינינו לבינך כן יהי רצון לפניך אדוני אלוהינו ולאהבתנו שתכונן את לבבנו ליראתך ולאהבתך ותקשיב עוד דרך על דברינו אלה פתח לבבנו הראל בסודות תורתך ויהיה לימודנו זה נחת רוח לפני כסא כבודך כריח ניחוח ותציל עלינו אור בקור נשמתנו בכל בחינתנו ושיתנוצצו נצצות עבדיך הקדושים אשר אדם גלית דבריך אלה בעולם וזכותם וזכות עבודם וזכות תורתם ותמודם וגישותם יעמוד לנו לבל ניקשר דברים אלו זכותם תאיר עינינו במה שאנו למדים ואמר ניום נעים זה מורות ישראל גל עיניי והביט הנפלאות תורתך כי אדוני תן חוכמה בפיו דעת ואולי לרצון ברפי והגיון בפניך צוני צורי וגואלי and now just the meditation for everybody before we getting into the secret. Okay. All right. So we are in verse 9. Not that it's easy to remember what we did last week. You got to hear it together. So when you hear the lecture and then hear it again. So I will read first the Aramaic and then we're going to go into the Ma'alot HaSulam, Rav Branden. V'alei itmar v'tzadik yesod olam. Alda על צדיק דללה קיימה אל אלמה דה את קסיה, ועל צדיק דלתתה קיימה אלמה דה את גליה. והיינו מצדיקי הרבים מהו, צדיקה דה אלמה טליאן, מהי הרבים? אילין דה את מר לו הלכה כרבים. והינו מסיטרה דה הבן דלית רבים פחות מתלת. Let's understand it. ועליו על הרקיע, we start talking about the firmament, firmament, I think I said it right, right?
Firmament.
Firmament, right?
Firmament.
Firmament. Menent?
Moment.
Moment. So I said it right first time. Firmament. Moment. ועליו על הרקיע, שהוא בפד הריחנפין. Where is this rakia exist? Where is this firmament exist? Pe in the mouth of arichanpin. So there is a system called arichanpin. It's in the pe, it's in the mouth. נאמר וצדיק כסוד עולם. על צדיק העליון מתקדם העולם המחוסה. There is the upper צדיק. The upper צדיק. When we refer to a צדיק, it's not necessarily, when we refer to תיקוני הזוהר, it's not צדיק like righteous human being, or physical human being. It manifests itself as a righteous human being, but the subject is not just about righteous human being, which in this righteousness coming from, usually from Yesod. And it's coming from Yesod, it's coming all the way down and manifest by a human being called Tzadik. So when you see a Tzadik in the physical world, if you saw, then that Tzadik manifests that aspect called Tzadik in the upper world. So the elevated Tzadik, the highest Tzadik, mitkayem ha'olam ha'mechuse. The cover world, there is a universe that been covered world, is the upper tzaddik. The below, the tzaddik below, make the revealed world exist. Vainu matzdike arabim, the one who justify, use many words from different places, I'm going to put it together in a second, the one who justify everybody, mo'oto tzaddik yesod olam tluim arabim. So, from that righteous, the majority are coming. Still not clear. Shol mim ha-rabim, who is the majority you're talking about? U'meshiv elu she'ne'emar aleihem halacha ke'rabim. Usually when there is argument in the Talmud, those of you ever read the Talmud, for example, I give you one of the argument, the laws of the Talmud say like that. There is public domain and private domain. everything in the private domain belongs to the owner of that private domain. When you go to the public domain and you lost something, it no longer belongs to you. Why? Because the law said, it's in the Talmud is in Bava Kama and Elo Metzio, that section. Why? Because it says that the person who loses something in the public domain, he give up in his mind that he's ever going to find it. So for that reason, it's considered like it's never, he's never going to come back. He, even when he come back to look for it, in his mind he gave up when he lost it. And they give, the example they give is, Matza Ma'ot Mesudarim Bereshut Rabim. If a person find a coin in a marketplace, what is the most busy marketplace you can imagine? In LA, there is no such thing, right? Everything is air conditioned. It's packed with people. Okay, farm market. So if you lose a quarter in the farm market, most probably you believe it's gone. But you go there, maybe it's next to the celery or the apple from Chile, which they say it's come from here, but from Chile. Always look at the sticker. It say farmer market in Chile. This farmer Chile. Always look at it. Always look at the sticker. Chile. Come with me. I'm very funny when I go to my farm market. I always do fresh. Is it from Chile? I always do that. I enjoy that. You come with me. Usually Wednesday in Santa Monica. If I have time, usually I take people with me. I say, come, let's have a little fun together. And ask them where it's from. So, but this is just teasing. It's not about the lecture. But Alacha Rabbi mean, what is the majority of the rabbi in the Talmud agree on? So if the majority of the rabbi agree on that, if you lose coin in public, Yeush, you give up already. That's Alacha Rabbi. I will just give you Alacha Rabbi. One rabbi will say, I disagree. Even if he's right, Alacha Rabbi. Majority rules. I don't know if it's the same in the government or in a judge or a court. I don't know the rules. But majority always rules. Majority always rules. So it's called Alacha Kerabim. How do you know what is the Alacha? How do you know what is the law? You go by the majority of people. So it's all go like this. How does this connect to us? Remember how it starts. It starts with two types of tzaddikim. And those tzaddikim justify the majority. Who is the majority? The one who take the halacha, take the law, and say that's how it needs to be. Now, who is the rabbim? Say Tikkun HaZohar. Say rabbim em mipchinat ha'avot. Totally new angle to the talk. Say you want to know who's rabbim? Avram, Isaac, and Jacob. Talmud was written way after them. Way after them. Shen Rabim Pachot Bigimel. He said the law of the Talmud, right? What is majority? He said the minimum of majority is number three. Three people is majority. Two is not majority, three is majority. So when you say Rabim, when you say majority, it's three. I'm sorry to take you a little bit of a Talmud style. It's not Kabbalah or Zohar, it's more Talmud, because soon it's going to make sense and be sound like more Kabbalah. Why three? Question, another question. Why three? Say four, say five. Pirush. I'm going to interpret it, say Tikkun HaZohar. Ki bet olamot yesh. There is two universes. Asher michazeh velemala, from the chest up. I think we explain it in a different time. Nifchan le'olam ha'elyon, v'hu b'chasadim mechusim, v'omed al harakia ha'elyon. From the chest up, it's called the upper world. It's ev, no chasadim, no light of mercy there. V'omed al harakia ha'elyon she'bepe da'ari chanpin. And it's standing on the firmament of the mouth of Ari Chanpin, which mean a lot to you right now, I know. But Arakia Emtzai, in the middle firmament of the chest, exists Aulam Amegule, exists the revealed world. Kiburuchaniut, because it's spirituality, Yesod Omed Yesod Lemala Min Abinyan. Spirituality, Yesod is come before Malchut. Because what is the foundation if you go from below up? Yesod, all the everything. But it's come to spirituality, Yesod, then Malchut. You understand? So the foundation coming here, and then the manifestation. The only way we can truly enjoy that is if we watch growth of a tree. Because the trees, if you look at the roots, and then a flower, but before the flower, or before the fruit, you ever saw a fruit come out? You should see, it's beautiful. There is a flower, and then it turns somehow into shape, and then it's a fruit. I don't know how it happened, I'm not biology school, I didn't do good in biology, but something happened there. There's something, leaves, flower, fruit. So all those levels, if you count them, is 10 or 4, which is the one aspect before the fruit, it's called Yesod. So Yesod give birth to the fruit. Did you get it? Okay. So we didn't study it yet. 1 second. We're getting there. And it says that the upper world is only chasadim mechusim. There is no chasadim. And in the middle of the chest, there is revealed world. וזהו פירושו מצדיקי הרבים, going back, the one who justified the majority, כי אין רבים פחות מגימל. There is no, the law said, that when you say the word רבים, when you say majority, always three. When you say always three, you only mean Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. When you say Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, you only mean חסד גבורת תפארת. הנקראים רבים, והם תלויים על הרקי העליון. Where is חסד גבורת תפארת? They are in the upper firmament, שהוא ממעלה מרכבה העליונה, and it's above the upper chariot. We need a lot of explanation here. Okay. We know that higher you get in spirituality, or higher you gain to that level called or the Chokhmah, the light of wisdom is dark. It's the strongest light, but it's actually like night. There's no light there, because there's nothing to reflect. When you go down, so the Olam HaMechuseh, whatever is not revealed, is higher. But we call it Mechuseh, cover, because there is nothing to reveal that. Olam HaMeguleh, the revealed world from the chest down, that's why you have Leah and Rachel. Now you know why you have Leah and Rachel. Leah is from the chest up, and Rachel is from the chest down. That's why Rachel is buried out there to tell us this is how revealed look like. And Leah is buried in the Machpelah. This is how concealed. Everything is aspect of what happening in the upper world. That's why Jacob, with Tiferet, with the end of Avram, Isaac, Jacob, Tiferet, had to be married Rachel and Leah. Both. Rachel for the aspect of below. That's why he met her first, because she was revealed. Once he married, he has to climb up to Leah. So now he went, and what he did, he changed his name. Do you remember his name? What happened to him after that? What happened after he met Rachel? Before when he need to meet Leah. What they name him?
Israel.
Very good. If you take the word Israel, and you change the Hebrew letter, you get Li Rosh. Head is to me. Li Rosh. And within the word Israel, let's put it together. Right? We have Yud. Yud stand for Israel. Yud stand for Yaakov. Yud stand for Yitzchak. You see that or no? Everything is there. Then you have Samech. Samech stand for Sarah. Resh stand for Rivka. Aleph stand for Avraham. Lamed stand for Leah. Within the name Israel, all the father and the mother exist. Because he elevated himself to the upper of the chest. It's called Chazeh v'lemala. Yesh Chazeh v'lemata, v'chazeh v'lemala. The upper chest and the lower chest. The lower chest belong to Rachel. The upper chest belong to Leah. One is concealed, one is revealed. We expect that the lower one will be with no light and the upper one will be with dark. But from our point of view, until Messiah will not come, We have only few time we can enjoy light of wisdom, direct. One of it just happened, Purim. The next one is Passover. Passover night, if you do the whole meditation, hopefully from, next week or this week, I want to start teaching you how to use the Kavanot. And if you can memorize, we should do like 3 hours or 4 hours together, so you can write it down in your Agada and understand it. You can tap into light of wisdom, at that night only. And that what you capture, become yours, until Shavuot. And you can only manifest in Shavuot. So if you did good job in Passover, Shavuot, you will manifest everything there. If you didn't do good job in Passover, then Shavuot will not benefit you the best. You know? So you got to be careful with that. Got to be careful. So again, when it say that the firmament, what is a firmament? Rakia. Remember we studied the last 3 weeks, we only studied about the different type of firmament. Firmament is Rakia, is what revealed everything. How do you reveal yourself? How do you reveal your potential? By creating Rakia, by creating firmament. What is your Rakia? Rakia is almost like a curtain. Rakia is like a curtain, beautiful curtain. So, but it's a curtain that reflect. Whenever you go closer to the light, it's darkness. Because the light is so strong there, there is nothing to reveal that light. There is no Or Hasadim. So why was the mitzvot was given to us? When you have different mitzvot, right? You have two type of mitzvah. You have one mitzvah, what to do. Second type of mitzvah, what not to do. The mitzvah of not to do is basically creating a firmament. It's stronger. It's all the chokmah, light of wisdom. That's why he's telling you not to do. What kind of mitzvah is not to do? It's a weird mitzvah. Don't do. The don't do is the real deal. Because the don't do comes from light of wisdom. That's a you don't. It's all about don't. Mitzvah of do is an excited one, right? Or the do with happiness. There are 248 mitzvot. How much of the don't do you have? 365. So many. So people panic. 365. I can't do it. Can't do it. 365 mitzvot not to do. That's the highest level. Highest level. So for example, build a sukkah. Is it to do or don't do? To do. But without you do, you don't have enough chasadim, you don't have enough mercy, light of mercy, to reveal the light of wisdom that exists already. So going back to Tikkunim, the Tikkunim said that all of that is connected to the upper tzaddik and the lower tzaddik. And they are basically making the decision of the flow of the energy will come through the Chagat, Chesed Gvura Tiferet, through Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, because what is Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov? That they are in charge of the Merkavot. Merkava. Why they are in charge of Merkava? And we explain it. Very simple. I think it is very simple. If you take the word Merkava in Hebrew, okay? That's how you write Merkava. You don't have to know Hebrew. If you write, you take only this part of the word Merkava. Rechev. Rechev means a car. Rechev means a vehicle. Vehicle. That's the best way. If you take this name here, you get 45. 45 is the same gematria of the word Adam. Adam means human in Hebrew. Adam. Dam. Adam means human. No coincidence that D-A-M means blood. So what is Adam? Is the blood define the person? But then I will go with you too far with that. We lose everything that we want to teach. So what is Merkava? What does the chariot mean? It means it says to be a human who carry this chariot, who carry this aspect of the energy. So when they say Merkava, who is the Merkava for Chesed? Which human carry Chesed? Avram. So Avram is the chariot for Chesed. Who is the chariot for Gvura? Isaac. So the Adam, the human that carry that energy is called the Merkava. So going back here, and it say that the whole energy, the whole flow of everything, matzdike arabim, they are justifies the majority. The majority is these two, three type of energy. Still, not clear what the Zohar want from us. So let's continue. The Zohar continue. The Tikkun HaZohar continue. It says like this: Alacha kerabim dashchinte. ומתאמן והבחה כל הצדיקים. I'm first reading Aramaic, it's very powerful. כולך צדיקים לעולם ירשו ארץ. הייתי אתה אמר, בא וארץ אדום רגלי. דשכינתה, דהי כללה מעשר ספירים. ומתאמן לקראו ישראל מלאכים, צדיקים, חוזים, נביאים, מערי תורה, גיבורים, חסידים, נבונים, חכמים, ראשי אלפי ישראל. Translation. Alacha kerabim, you say that the laws is like go by the majority. What is alacha? What is even the word alacha? Alacha mean walking. Alacha mean the law. But what is it? Say to us, Tikkuni HaZohar, alacha kerabim is shechina. You want to know what alacha is? Alacha is shechina. What is shechina? Shechina is a female. The female aspect of God. That's in general way to say it. But we need to understand it. ומשם ועמך כולם צדיקים, לעולם ישו ארץ, אותה שנאמר בה וארץ אדום רגלי. זוהי השכינה, שהיא כלולה מעשר ספירות. He say, what is שכינה? If you look at the word שכינה, you have here 65, right? 10, 50, and 565, which is the same words. I will write it in English because I'm not allowed to write it in English. Adonai, the name of God in a female aspect. What is 320 divided by 10? 32. If you take 32 in gematria, is lev, not love, lev. What does lev mean? Heart. Very good, very good, very good, very good, very good. We have 10 levels, 10 sefirot that we need to fix. Every sefira has 32 spark of light that fell down after Adam and Eve. We have to elevate them. Not easy. Not easy. The good news, the good news that we only need to do time 32, 9 times 32. The last 32 will be fixed by itself. It's good news, right? Every time you eat, every time you sleep, every time you walk, every time you study, you elevate spark of those lights. When you complete the 10, then you redeem the Shekhinah from the exile and there's no more problem. Messiah, temple, resurrection, all of the problem over. That's actually the whole system that I just teach you what we're supposed to be doing in this world. You want to see something shocking? If you take 9 times 32, you get the name Buster in Hebrew, Mamzer. If you look at the Torah, the Bible, what is the rules on a Buster, do you know? 10 generations he cannot come among his people. Why 10? He has to go through 9 nitzotzot, 9 generations, until he can reincarnate into the last 32. Once you see the Torah in that light, everything is... The story is no longer there. You look at the Torah and say, oh my God, forget the story. I enjoy the story very much, but what am I going to do now? The Torah become all different thing to me. So going back to Shekhinah. Halacha kerabim hi Shekhinah. The laws. You know what they call the Jewish law, the mitzvot, everything. Everybody need to do the mitzvot, need to learn the mitzvot. Well, what can I do? I know it's boring for some of you. How to do tithing. Tithing is a mitzvah. You have to know how to do it. Charity. If you know what you're doing, it's a mitzvah. Every day. Charity has to be done every day in the morning with a special meditation. Every day. And the minimum, I think it's $1 or 75 cents, I think. Minimum. 75 cents every morning. We Debbie and me thinking to create like a box for you, for Vital, if you want to do it. We're working on it and we stop. Whoever want to take it on themselves, it's just to make the box and put a sticker on it, and then and put 75 cents in the morning with the meditation. He said, what is the Shekhinah? The Shekhinah is basically the vessel that holds all the spark, all the light. And within the Shekhinah, there is 10 sefirot. 10. Why the Shekhinah? It's like Malchut. It's 10 sefirot in it. Because there is, as I show you, 10 times 32. So it's 10, it's 320 nitzotzot. Nitzotzot means sparks is coming from the time of creation till the end of creation, coming to the Shekhinah. Every time we commit a crime, we take one of the spark back to the dirt. And then next person has to elevate it back. So it's a tough balance in our universe, because we don't have 50% spiritual people. You know, if we had it, it would be so easy. It's impossible. It's impossible. For that reason, they give guys more mitzvot to do. The women don't need to do as much as guys need to do. But the women have to be in charge, the guys will do it. What's the law? I mean, I don't want to teach you the halakha on what you're allowed to do, because the men will hate me, but there is a lot what the women are allowed to do. You should read it on Google. What am I allowed to do as a woman to the man who doesn't keep, who doesn't do? And they give you a lot of... They didn't come for me. So, what is the 10 sefirot manifest in our physical universe? It's written in Tikkun HaZohar that Israel, you say Israel, the original people of Jacob, has 10 names. 10 names. Melachim, kings. Tzadikim, righteous. Chozim, how do you say?
Prophets.
Prophet, it's not so, no, it's not prophet. Somebody who can foreseen. Chozim, foreseen. Nevi'im, prophet. Ba'ale Torah, owner of Torah. Giborim, brave or strong. Chassidim, merciful. Nevonim, intelligent. Chachamim, wise. Rashi Alfei Israel, the head of all Israel. Pirush Alacha, what is Alacha? He didn't answer yet. What is the law? And why do we call it Alacha? Iya Malchut. Alacha is Malchut. How do we know Alacha is Malchut? Because if you take the word Alacha, you get the same words as Akala. The Kala, the bright. You understand? Alacha, Akala. You know, you understand? Kala, like a bright. You know, when people get married, the bright, yeah, the one with the white and thing. Okay? One of the aspects of the Kala is coming from Leah. What is Leah? Concealed or revealed? Or remember?
Concealed.
Very good, concealed. Very good, very good. Amalbeshet michazeh velemala dezeh ranpin. Leah is from half of the chest and above. Vachati Rachel. And the second one is Rachel. Amalbeshet michazeh velemata dezeh ranpin. That malbeshet means dressing. From below, half of the chest and below. ובית תארת מוחין השלמים בארת החוכמה, נסו בית הנוגבין, נראה לך פרצוף אחד. When it's a perfect world, you can use both universes, Rachel and Leah. The only one who achieved that was Jacob. Like iced tea. The only one who achieved that was Jacob. Now, is the story in the Torah is about Jacob? It's about Zeir Anpin. Try to tell you that Zeir Anpin was able to connect to the Kala, to the bright. They were both Kalot. They were both bright in both levels. Just to appreciate Jacob, you know, when you ever think about Jacob, just Jacob was a manifestation of that energy above. It's not about Jacob. So then they become together. Rachel ולאה פרצוף אחד, אשר לאה היא פנימיות, ורחל בחיצוניות. So לאה is becoming internal, and רחל becoming external. So the way it look, basically if it's two circle, like we sometimes study in Talmud Sefirot, so Leah will become here, And Rachel will become ear. External and internal. Now, why I'm making it picture like this, like this Tikkun HaZohar said? Because the internal is, you can see it. The external you see. Some people have disease. It's all talk about it. It's called a mirror disease. I don't know if it exists in psychology. But the Zohar explained that there is people who look at the mirror way too much. I don't know if it exists in psychology. It exists in psychology? I don't know.
When they see
them fat? No, they look at themselves in the mirror every hour. Can't help it. I don't know if there is psychological disease like that. I wonder if there is. We look at Google after that.
Compulsive?
No, it's a mirror, only mirror. They have to run to look at themselves in the mirror every hour. They can't help it. The Zohar talk about it, and the Zohar say that it's almost like there is a demon in them. They can't control it anymore. They have to do it non-stop. And they have to be careful, because it's not the mirror fault, it's just controlling them. If you know people like this, they need help. It's not easy to get out of it. So, for that reason, the internal, you know, it's a kvoda shelbat melech plima. The way you know that a woman...
called BDD.
Excuse me?
It's called BDD.
There is a name for it?
In the mirror too much.
BDD?
Mm-hmm.
What does it stand for?
Body dysmorphic disorder.
I can't say it. Body what? Yeah.
Dysmorphic.
Dysmorphic?
Disorder.
Really? It's not when they see themselves fat. No, they look non-stop. So the Zohar talk about it, that those people... It's because they you gotta stop them, because if they don't stop, it's worse than addiction. It's very dangerous. You gotta really help them. I don't know if you know people like that. I don't know people who do that. I never met, but I'm sure there is. If the Zohar talk about it, it's gotta be. And if Google say it, definitely it's the BDD. I never heard BDD before. Every day there is a new disease. BDD. The Zohar knew about it 2,000 years ago. Then they have a name for it. I'm happy that there is a name. You know, we can relate it to something. Because if I tell you this from the Zohar, say, but even now we're BDD, now we sure it exists, right? BDD, we have a name. PVC, BDD, okay. Anyway, let's go back to the preview. It's a kvoda shel bat melech pnima. The respect of a daughter of a king is when she's inside. That's the verse. Kvoda shel bat melech pnima, I think it's written by King Solomon. How do you know if... a woman is a daughter of a king when her value is not how the outside is, how it's inside. The power of a woman being the kala, being halacha, being the shekinah, being all of it, is not to appear how famous I'm going to be. It's not, no need for that. And I don't want you to take it in the wrong way, like woman is not valued as man and all this nonsense that people spread today. Is, do you want to do what men are doing, or you want to do what you're meant to be doing? I always tell it to women, what do you want to do in this world? If you want to become like man, and you want to be, why he's famous, I want to be famous too. Well, why do you want to be famous like him, less than him, like him, more than him? It's not the goal. It's who you give birth to, like we spoke in the Tazria. Did the men you with become better because of you? If not, you're missing something. Because kvoda shel bat melech pnima, more powerful you are is what inside. Leah gave birth 6 children and a daughter. Leah meant to give birth to all the children. 12 tribes supposed to come from one woman. She cried to God and she said, I cannot make my sister feel bad. Please. Please God, make her give birth to some. And she meant to give birth after 6 kids to another boy. But she said, if I give birth to basically another boy, then my sister will be equal. She knew Jacob was supposed to give birth to 12, right? Mm-hmm. So every... a concubine gave birth to 2. two, and Rachel, two. So you say, if I'm giving birth to seven, right? Is it 12 together? Seven, six, six, six? Yeah. No, seven, two, it's 13, right? So she say, then my daughter can never give birth to Benjamin. So for that reason, Rachel gave birth to Benjamin, and she gave birth to who? To Dinah, to a girl. She asked God to change the child that she gave birth to and give it to her sister Rachel, so Rachel will not look less than a concubine. That's a powerful woman. So that's why Leah represents the concealed world. Not too much talking, not too much things. Who Leah meant to be married to? Esau. Conceal. Very conceal. Conceal. Leah cry enough, work hard enough, and beg God to change the decree. And they say it's one of the only women in the world ever that changed the entire existence and creation for the sake of Sherek. She said, God, I think I can do good. I think I can. Please, I'm begging. I'm begging. She cried every day. Every day. Every day. That was her thing. Praying and crying. Praying until she got it. And look what she created. It's unbelievable. Rachel gave birth to Benjamin, right? And Yosef, who is the Messiah Ben Yosef, who coming every generation. It's called the revealed Messiah. It's every generation you have one righteous who's changing the world. Every generation. It's called Yosef. Messiah of Joseph. It's the revealed one. What's the concealed one that we are waiting for? From King David. Who is King David come from? Which tribe? Judah. Who is Judah come from? Leah. You got it? So, this is the two Mashiach that we're waiting for. One is revealed every generation. One is concealed. When you find the women, if the women in the world want to make a difference, it's not what's wrong with men and all the point the finger. Leah. Become like Leah. I'm going to make the man next to me a star in spirituality. Not what car is driving and how much money he's making. I'm going to turn you into a more spiritual person. And I'm going to show you how you become spiritual. I will help you in anything I can. Doesn't matter if it is your brother, your son, your husband, your whatever. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't be desperate for attention. Don't be work in the external, internal. You meet a man, can I help this man to become sharing, giving, helping? That's what it's all about. For that reason, a kala. So when somebody become a bride, you ever been with bride before the wedding? I've been. It's scary. It's a nightmare. Okay? There's 1 month before wedding, 1 week before wedding, and the day of the wedding. It's a tough job sometimes. I have to do it. I have to be there like, are you ready? Please put this on and read that. And oh my God, this is no good. Usually I tell them I need your phone, never to see it again. Give me your phone. No more phone. Thank you. And we have to direct because they go in bananas. It's a very nightmare in before the wedding, like 2 hours before. It's very tough. It's almost giving birth. Because the spiritual responsibility that she gets is the kala, she becomes the Shekhinah, she becomes the halacha. Halacha, a kala, she's in charge of everything. She knows the pressure. She tried to avoid it, but she's in charge. The whole wedding is for her. Maybe the guys does the whole thing, the wine and the thing. She's it. This is it. This is it. And a lot of women are, I look like I'm fat, I'm thin. What are you even talking about? The respect of a woman, the respect of the daughter of the queen, the daughter of a king, plima, internally, is not externally. And the Tikkun HaZohar said, so when they are together, as alacha karabim, then the laws is like the majority. Meaning what? Going back, I hope you connect all wiring. That's a lot of point. Once you connect, it's beautiful. Alacha kerabim, the law go by the majority, meaning chesed gvurat tiferet. Ubitaman damcha kulam tzadikim. And then it's going chesed gvurat tiferet, right? It's going all the way to yesod. Yesod, we know it's righteous. Ki hashchina hakdosha mekablet az bikol komat zeranpin vechagat. Then then the Shekhinah is receiving all the light from the Eranpin. And let me explain to you with a picture. Even we're not supposed to do a picture, we have to do something. Try to imagine the Eranpin always as a pipe. Okay? Shekhinah, receiving Malchut. Different aspect to the Eranpin, starting from Chesed, all the way to Yesod. Yesod is also called Tzaddik. Now you know why Joseph was righteous. Because Yosef is the Merkava. Now you know what Merkava is? The chariot for Yesod. If Yosef, the chariot for Yesod, is Tzaddik. You get it? You understand it? Yeah. Good. Very good. And then Malchut, the Kala, the Shekhinah, is receiving all the light from coming from above, right? This is all stuff from Keter. But without the pipe that gives the light, there's nothing, right? So it's saying like this. Alacha kerabim, the laws is like majority. We just say majority mean chesed gvurat tiferet. Because this is represent Avram, Isaac, and Jacob, right? כי השכנה הקדושה מקבלת בכל קומן זרע, פינו חגת זרע, בין נעשו לחבד, ונשלם בגר, ויש לו 10 ספירות שלמות, והשכנה מקבלת מכל 10 ספירות לזרע פין. What happened? It say, when Rachel and Leah together, the חסד גבורה תפארת going one level up. If they go one level up, they're going up to a place called Hoch. Ma, am I good on the screen?
Yeah.
Bina. And a new one I will reveal to you. Da'at. Da'at is not necessarily a sphira. Now you know where the name Chabad came from, right? Chabad. You need to know what it stands for. Most people go to Chabad, don't even know what it stands. Some of the people there, though, I said, you know what Chabad is? Chokma, Bina, Da'at. They know it, but it's what it stands for. Chokma bina da'at, because Keter was not being counted in some places. When you go to such a high level, you can't have. So everything one level. If you take Chesed Gvurah Tiferet up, so basically Chesed become Chokma, Gvurah become Bina, and Tiferet become Da'at. Da'at is not considered a Sfira, because in the book of Avraham, Sefer Yetzirah, Da'at is the neck. So the neck is just the bridge between the upper and the lower. So there is no real Sfira. So for that reason, Avraham starts his book by saying there is only 10 Sefirot, but not 9. There is only 10 Sefirot, but not 11. That's why the book starts like that. To tell you, don't count it as a Sefira, but also don't think it's not a Sefira. So you have to look at it as a bridge. Sometimes we're using it. V'chagal tezer apin nesu l'chabad. V'nishlam begar. ויש לו 10 ספירות שלמות, השכינה מקבלת מכל 10 ספירות לזרע אנפין. And because of that shift, the שכינה receiving now the all 10 ספירות. דה שכינתה דיו כללי מ-10 ספרים, ואז היא משפיעה על התחתונים. And when this system happened, what happened? Look how beautiful this. Because this is the שכינה, here. This is the מלכות, here. Then here, it starts nourishing everything. So when this is happy, all of us will be happy. So until the Shekhinah, until the female aspect, the Malchut, the Kala, the Alacha, is not fulfilled, nothing can happen here. So what we're doing here in this world, is to make sure that everything going back to her. If we don't take care of her, nothing happened. Nothing happened. Now you know what we're saying on Shabbat, on Friday night, Lechadodi likrat kala. Remember we said kala. And where we facing? To the west. But Jerusalem is in the east. Not nice to give the back on Jerusalem. No. Jerusalem is where the Mel is. Where Chesed Gvurah Tiferet Netzach. This is all the Sefirot are there. But she is alone. She ran away from him. Because he punishes children. They misbehave. So she said, God, I'm so sorry. I'm your wife. But if I stay with you, they have no chance. So what are you going to do? So I'm going to go with them.
They go into the lowest place of the dirt, those people. This human, they're selfish. Say, I'm going to go with them. Say, you're going to suffer. Say, I'm going to be with them. I'm their mother. I'm never leaving them. He said, promise to meet me. He said, I meet you every Friday. That's what I'm going to do, be with you. Now you know the book of King Solomon. You have to read the book now. Now you can understand the book. It's called Songs. Most people read the book, they think it's sexuality there. It's a story of when they meet each other again. So she said to him, I can't believe I come to see you again. So the Shekhinah come to see him on Friday. So she come to see him. What we doing? We say, please let us include us. Lecha dodi likrat kala. Dodi, my uncle, meaning Yutke Vavke. Hey, she's coming. I would like to put a hand to put together so you can get together again. Now you know what Friday night feel like. Now you know how much power you're getting. People who don't enjoy Friday night don't enjoy anything. This is the most powerful. This is why it feels. Now, don't understand me wrong. Friday night is not the most elevated part of Shabbat. Mincha of Shabbat is the most elevated. But it feels the best because the difference between half an hour before Shabbat and half an hour after, you feel the shift right away. If you live in Israel or Jerusalem or something like this, you can feel it on, you don't need to be any spiritual. You just be there. What's going on? You start feeling, your heart rate start to go fast. Why am I feeling that? What's it? You feel it, it's in the air. You can't help it. Because where is the Malchut supposed to go to? To Jerusalem. She's coming to here, but she meeting him in Jerusalem. That's the place they meet. So when you are there, and you feel fear, you don't feel joy in the beginning. You feel like a lot of pressure, a lot of pressure Friday night. For that reason, there is no reason to go and visit righteous grave site on Friday. Because on Friday, they all prepare for that party between husband and wife. So going back to our subject. ואז היא משפיעה לתחתונים מכל עשר ספירות, זה אומר את המן הקראו לישראל, אשר השכינה מאתרת לישראל בכל קומת עשר ספירות שלה, ונקראים מלאכים צדיקים. And then everybody has been called kings and righteous. Every human being. On Friday night, when we're doing that event, for that reason, we try to do as much as we can Friday night here, and connect and all this and that. So hopefully we have more and more people to do that. It's the girl's job to bring more guys to be part of it. And making sure that people connect. Don't sit still. Don't rest. Because you're getting, by making Zer and Pinu, which is guys, elevate them to Chagat, to Chabad, to Chochmah Vinandat, and from that to Keter, and then 10 spheres come down. It's the only way you can get it. Your job is to tell them, hey, wake up. Hello, what are you doing? Come. No, come. By the way, you're allowed to promise them a lot of good things for the sake of being spiritual. And you can learn about it in the laws and what you allowed, what they're not. But it's for the sake of the world. It's not for you. It's for the own light. Once you get 10 men to do this minyan and do this light, only 10 men. The light that comes down is not normal. Not normal. Now, I'd like to read just a section here because we did well today. The section here, this is a different explanation of the same section. It says, the righteous soul coming from Yesod to Zer Anpin. Where they come from? Yesod of Zer Anpin. Like we explain. Nikra tzadik. Lachen v'abcha kulam tzadikim. Leolam Yeshu Ares, shehi amalchut, sheba nitabru memena yatsu. Vekan ba olim besod man. Mavir ayah shebenat eretz hi ashkina. Vaharetz edom raglai. Shimon peshet denahi, nazar mikrim raglaim. גם שלפעמים מתמעדת בסוד נקודה קטנה. לפי שדברו השבות במלכות שהיא כלואה בעשר ספירות, כן יקראו ישראל בעשר מדרגות מלאכים, מכוח מלכות, צדיקים, מהיסוד. So it say, the רמק, רבי משה קודוברו, who was before the Ari HaKadosh, and the collection of many צדיקים here. The רמק, the גאון מווילנה, all the righteous. So it say, why they call them different name? When they come from the Malchut, they call them kings because what is Malchut? Malchut means kingdom. So they come from Malchut, it's kingdom. Why they call them righteous? Because that comes from Yesod. Why they call them foreseeing? Because that comes from Hod. Why they call them prophet? Because that comes from Netzach, like Moses is in Netzach.
Why they call them the one who studied Torah? It's because Tiferet, Tiferet called Torah also. Tiferet is called Torah. Why they call them brave and strong? Gvura, Gibor. Gibor means strong or brave. You know, Gvura. Why they call them kindness? Because Chasadim from Chesed, they come from Chesed. Why they call them intelligent? Because Bina is meaning intelligent. Why they call it wise? Because Chachamim come from Chochmah. Then why they call them the head of all Israel? Because Keter is the head of all Israel. Do you get excited from that? This is phenomenal. For me, I'm excited. I hope you're excited about it too. So you say, a few more minutes. I know I'm keeping you a little bit longer. So you say, so what does that mean also? That they are all righteous, they are the one who holding the land. So we explain it in one explanation or two. But here another explanation. There is souls of righteous that when they are alive in this world, ayu golim im komam, they were traveling away to go to the desert or to the cave. Kedel itboded. Itbodedut is type of meditation when you isolate yourself. You isolate yourself to be alone. I don't know what the name, the right name for that, but they go to cave or to itbodedut. It's called itbodedut. You go alone and you be there alone and you are have a moment with yourself. And you're doing yichudim. Yichudim means when you put different letters together. Like the thing that we're having, the kemeot, the amulet. If you have the skin, you see letters, bunch of letters. Those letters are called yichudim. Those of you who have been with me in different grave in Israel, you know, when I go to different grave, different yichud for every grave. This one is Yudke Vavke Wadni, this one is Yudke Vavke Ekeye, all kind of different yichudim.
It's called seclusion. It's
seclusion?
Seclusion.
Oh, I learned a word, seclusion. Itbodedu means seclusion. When people go seclude themselves or out there. But they have to do yichudim. It's not just alone. They have to do all day long meditation. I think they do it. In many religions, I think they do. They go in a way to a different place. What is Yehud? Is when you put the Shekhinah, the Kala, together with her husband. That's called Yehud. What happened to those people after they die? Say, ask the Kunei Zohar. They allow him to come down back to this world. And they don't give them a physical body, but they give them a spiritual body. What is a spiritual body? Now we're all scared. And they look like angels. It's something not physical, and it's something very fine. You say, if you remember the story, what happened to Abraham with the angels, those are those righteous that discluded, what?
Secluded.
And they turn into like an angel. So beautiful. So beautiful. Those are the same angel. I'm so excited when I'm reading it. Those are the same angel that are like birds sitting in the nest. לגלות רזין דהורייתא לרבי שמעון, that revealed all the secret of תיקוני הזוהר to רבי שמעון. They are the one who came to רבי שמעון to write it for him. וחבריו and his friend, להיות להם חלק בחיבור הזה של התיקונים, and the back רבי שמעון said, please give us a part to write down part of the תיקונים, because this is the most important book that exists. Don't know why I'm getting emotional here. ותאמר בשכינה שהיא בגלות, because our שכינה, our קלה, our bright is an exile. כי ציפור נודדת מנקנה. Our שכינה is like a bird that left the nest. She's no longer where she need to be. She need to be in Jerusalem. What she's doing outside. כי השכינה נקראת ציפור, because the שכינה called bird. כן איש נודד ממקומו. The same like the Shekhinah travel, also the man travel from his place. The man is related to Zer and Pin. That's why it say Ish. והוא נודד ממקומו בקלות אחר, השכינה, לשברה מאחיזת החיצונים. The Shekhinah know
that Kutcha Baruch Hu, Yudke Vavke, the Tatcha Gamatan, is also travel. But he does a different job. He travels to make sure that no klipot will touch her. Velet Zippor L'Shchinte, Dei Bitracha Me'atra, Shehi Migoshet B'Galut. She is like divorced from him. Mimkoma Shehu Bet Mikdash, because her house is the temple. She don't belong here. She belongs in the holy temple. Where do we learn it? It says, look at the Torah. When the Torah say, when you find the nest, I don't know if you know that mitzvah, there is one of the mitzvot, weird mitzvah. If you find a nest with the mother bird and she has a small birds, chicks, it says to say to the mother, go away and to take the chicks for you. And if you do this mitzvah, you will live long life. Don't you think it's the weirdest mitzvah exists? Weirdest, right? Weirdest. There is two mitzvot that promise you long life. Respect your mother and father. Second mitzvah is when you do that. Umefaresh. And it says, Shalach to Shalach et ha'em. He used the word et. The bird. It doesn't say send the bird. The bird. Et mean de. Why et? L'arbot shchinat ata'a ki klula mikavbet otiyot. Tell us, take the kuna zohar, et. When you word et, de, the way you write de, et. What is the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet? Here, Aleph. What is the last letter of the Hebrew alphabet? Taf. Et. L'arbot shchinat ata'a ki klula mikavbet otiyot. Because the shchina is included within it, the old 22 letter. מאלף עטף לכן נקראת את האם שכינה אלה אינו בינה שהיא מימם של זער אנפין אנו בפשכם של חם ומכם because the real שכינה is in בינה is very elevated but because of your crime your mother has to leave the nest אינו אימא אלה שנפסק ממנה זיווג נשמות חזור אחר ובאון בקדש there is no more souls which are new coming down to the world after the temple is destroyed since the temple is destroyed you cannot bring new soul to the world until the Shekhinah and Zer Anpin will be together. But because they're not together, they're not giving birth to more souls. Ima ומלכות נתגרשו במקום ייחודם וגינדה שלח תשלח לכן כתיב לשון כפול ומטרין שלוחין נוחד נבעי So why it say you should send the birds שלח תשלח two times we say the word send the bird away one for the first temple and one for the second temple that been destroyed. Bait Rishon, Bait Sheni. Shehamalchut yinagda Bait Sheni, lekama ba'u ei gvorot, רוצה לומר, באימא ובמלכות, אגם שהלכו בגלות. אני קורא זה כתיב, אני הוא, בשמי כבודי לאחר לא ייתן שחידה אלאה, כי אימא נקראת שם. And for that reason, God said, I will never give myself to somebody else. His promise is that eventually, the Shekhinah and God will be one and will be together. ותלדי הפסילים משכנת התלה נקראת תהילה כן איש נותנת במקומו וקודש ברוך זרם פן נדבר בי איש מלחמה שהוא זרם פן נקרא איש תראה לבוא אחרי הבית שכינות להיות שומר את המלכות נוק ודילה דובר קליפות קו שלום so there is two שכינה one שכינה is living in בינה and one שכינה living in מלכות the one who live in מלכות can get hurt by the קליפות so God's job is always to protect the מלכות שכינה When they wrote the Tikkuna Zohar, the purpose was to protect the Shekhinah above and the Shekhinah below. So every time you touch Tikkuna Zohar, you give to somebody Tikkuna Zohar, you are actually helping the Shekhinah to be safe. It's not about the person you save. The Shekhinah. That's why it's bigger than life. Don't ever stop scanning Tikkuna Zohar, reading Tikkuna Zohar. Take Tikkun HaZohar and start giving to different people. Don't worry if they understand it or not. Because to bring the end of chaos, we have to spread as many Tikkun HaZohar as we can, and as many people who can study that. I'm sorry I keep you late. Thank you. Thank you very much.